part of it.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, March 2nd. I'm showing 11:04 a.m. and we're calling to order the regular meeting of the Guam Board of Social Work. Ms. Rose has sent to us the confirmation of public notice showing that it was published on Thursday, February 23rd, and again on Tuesday, February 28th, in compliance with the 5-day and 48-hour notice. Ms. Rose, do you want to share a screen just so that anyone watching can see that as well?
Yes, Madam Chair. One moment. One minute, please.
Okay. While Ms. Rose is pulling that up, we'll go ahead and just do attendance for determination of quorum. My name is Angelina LePay, Board Chair.
Diana Calvo, Vice Chair.
Jesse Belletto, Treasurer.
Okay, so with the presence of three, we have quorum. Ms. Rose, I have the email. Would you like me to share it or did you find it? Okay, this is just for the sake of anyone who is watching our live stream. This first one is the confirmation of 5-day public notice. You could just scroll down a bit more, Rose. So we see that there, and then the date on the bottom left corner. I suppose you can probably just zoom out and then we can see it. Bottom right, February 23rd. This is the 5-day notice, and the next one should be the 48-hour notice. Which is right there on Tuesday, February 28th. Thank you, Ms. Rose. Moving on our agenda, there are no changes that need to be made. We do have the minutes that were provided from the January 5 meeting. Jesse and Diana, have you both had a chance to review that? Any changes that you've noted that might need to be made?
Not on my part.
No. So reviewed and recommend to approve minutes.
Okay.
I second.
Thank you, Jesse. All those in favor of approving our minutes from January 5, 2023? Aye. Okay, our minutes are approved. I believe next on our agenda is our HPLO administrators report. Thanks for joining us this morning, Zinnia.
Thank you, it's great to be back. So I have a couple of reports, so thank you, members. Ethics, I know I mentioned it last meeting, but I wanted to make sure that we get it down on the minutes. So I just wanted to remind the board members that if you haven't attended an ethics class, let me know. They are offering it virtually, so you can do that virtual rather than coming in person.
Zinnia, is it just a one-time thing?
Yes. Okay. It's every, oh gosh, I believe it's every 5 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's been a while, so everyone has to get updated. But we can register you, and we provide the financial support for that, because I believe it's $80 a session. Okay, you just have to register, send it back to us, and then we'll we will pay the individuals.
I think I did attend last year.
You should be good.
Yeah.
And myself, so, I attended last year.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
I think we're good.
All right. I am still working closely with the governor's office to get you two more members. I know there are just the three of you, but we're trying to get a complete set. So if you know anyone that's interested, again, please let me know so we can send an application to that individual, and hopefully they'll consider being a part of the board.
Okay.
Okay, new board orientation. We are putting something together for this year to have a full-blown orientation for all board members. I know some of you have not attended any, and it'll be great to get everybody together, not just social work, but all the boards. We have 9 boards that we service, so we'll get an orientation together. I'm working with Rob on that. And then just a reminder, your rules and regs, I know it's been kind of challenging with just the three of you, but if you can maybe just work on pieces of your rules and regs, that way we can push it forward and get it going. So we approved the Allied Health and also EMS. And I know that nursing and cosmetology, I think, should be next to go before the legislature. So we're really pushing the boards. And the other thing is, so ASWB, I'm not sure if you guys had a chance to go into their website. It's called Board Support Webpage. They have a list of, really great things, really, really great educational opportunities, whether you do it virtually or off island. So we have what you all know, the new board member orientation. So all of you have attended that. I am sending Rose and Trey to the March board orientation so that they can get familiar with what they have to offer. And also there is what's called an administrators forum that's in April, and also another one in November, I believe. So we will be attending that. Then your annual conference is coming up in November, guys. So let me know. Remember, we have to have one voting member. That would be a paid ticket to Memphis, Tennessee. You still have some time to think about that. That's in November. But there's other opportunities. Like I said, you can get involved and get in their committees. They have like examination committees, finance committees, board of directors. The elections are going to be coming up, so it'd be nice to get a rep from Guam. And with that, you do have trainings off island that are mandated. So you might want to think about that before you get into any of these committees. And I think most of the trainings are in Colorado. Okay. I think that's about it. I'm just getting caught up with the boards now and a lot of great things that I see coming up for the social work board. So we're here to support. We do have new members at the HPLO. So please let us know how we can assist you moving forward. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. For myself, I do want to note that we, both Jesse and I, have attended a delegate assembly in person. That is the one that's coming up towards the end of the year. Diana has attended it virtually, so I'd like to offer her the first right of refusal if she's interested and able to attend in person. And if not, then Jesse and I will discuss whose schedule is able to accommodate it. If Diana is not able to attend in person, then I believe because Jesse attended the last one, I probably would be next. So I'll check and then see. We usually try to rotate amongst the members. So we'll start with Diana and give her a chance to see if she's able to attend. There is also ASWB has a education conference, which is not funded by ASWB. It's typically funded by the boards themselves, but there is a option of applying for a scholarship if one of us is interested in attending. Again, we would have to discuss it because I believe they only would fund one member from the board if we're interested in attending.
And let me know, Angelina, let me know who will attend because I have to send in the request for the stipend and also the voting member. So I have to fill out the application and then send that in for the one in November.
For the delegate assembly?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We'll let you know. Jesse, anything on our finance and budget?
No, not at this time. I haven't been invited or have heard any updates.
At this time. So bringing us back to our rules and regulations, we have had some scheduling challenges in the past couple months, but we will refocus on it. I believe as we talked about prior, our rules and regs, for the most part, we've gone through all of them with our new member, which is Jesse, is our newest member. What we've had to do is kind of start from the beginning and ensure that he is familiar with everything that we've come up with so far, Diana as well, before we move on to that. And as Zinnia has mentioned, Allied Health was revised. And so Rob has provided us with that as a reference so that if there's anything that we feel as a social work board should be changed to reflect what has already been recommended through Allied Health, we can go ahead and do that to kind of make it easier to streamline and get through the process so that certain aspects can be aligned with other boards where appropriate. Okay, moving on to our new business. Our first on the agenda is Ms. Kailani Nolene San Miguel. I believe that application was reviewed by Jesse. Jesse, do you have anything that you'd like to add to that?
Just a note that when the applicant submitted her clearances, she wasn't put on the agenda and kind of missed the timeline and has since submitted other clearances, and her application wasn't put on the last meeting's agenda. So it was not her fault that that time frame by which the clearances are valid for has since passed, but had she been put on the agenda, I think that would have been processed forward. So she submitted all documents. I reviewed her application and I recommend that that she be granted licensure.
Okay. Diana, you have any questions for Jesse on Ms. San Miguel?
I just clarification, what agenda She was listed in February, but we didn't have a meeting due to no quorum.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't listed in January.
She wasn't, right. And that's when she had submitted all her documents, but okay. we just wasn't placed on that list.
Okay. So if there are no more questions, I would second the recommendation for Ms. San Miguel. All those in favor of approving Kai Leilani San Miguel for licensure as an LMSWE? Aye.
Aye.
Ms. San Miguel is approved. Next on our agenda is Shalon Sherrill. Jesse, you also reviewed her application?
Yeah, that was a while ago. I did put down notes and I attached it to the application. Is it possible, Rose, you could read what I had written? I just didn't take pictures of that and I don't have that available.
Okay. I briefly looked over this. I believe that Ms. Sherrill is resides in the States, but she services clients here on island through the military, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Sherrill is currently working in South Carolina and provides services to clients on Guam. She provided a background check with Castle Branch. She has submitted all required documentations on her application. And I think that's all I have right now, other than the recommendation of Mr. Valletto to approve her application.
Okay. I did kind of review that application as well. Diana, did you have any questions for Jesse?
No.
Okay. So Jesse, your recommendation was to approve for licensure, right?
That's correct. Yes.
I second your recommendation. All those in favor of approving Ms. Sherrill?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Ms. Sherrill is approved. Next on our agenda is Anne Christine Crocker applying for LMSWE licensure. Rose, could you just go over Jesse's notes that were there on the application?
Okay, Ms. Crocker had submitted her application in on December 9, 2022 for a master's in social work. Mm-hmm. She had graduated December of 2022. Letters of recommendation were submitted in by current employer, Ohala Adoption, and all other remaining requirements of documentation was submitted to with her application, and a recommendation was stated by Mr. Valletto for her approval.
So Ms. Crocker, you're saying she finished her degree in December?
December 2022.
So is one of her letters of recommendation, if you can recall, Jesse, is one of them from her field instructor?
Yes, I indicated that in the notes.
Okay. So
Ohala Adoption.
Oh, okay. Diana, did you have any questions?
No.
Okay. So Jesse's recommendation was to approve Ms. Crocker for licensure. I second your nomination. I mean, your recommendation. All those in favor of approving?
Aye.
So Ms. Crocker is approved. Next on our agenda was Mr. Antonio Aquinina Diaz. Jesse did review it. While I was there, I happened to open that application as well. And I noted that he also graduated in December 2022. I didn't see a note about a recommendation from a field instructor. And none of the letters of recommendation stated that they were field instructors. His application didn't include any reference to field instruction for his BSW. So I was wondering, Ms. Rose, if you were able to contact the applicant to clarify where he did his internship?
I did not have the time to do that, Madam Chair, but I will do it as soon as we are done with our meeting.
Okay. Do you recall anything there, Jesse?
All I recall was his current employer, but his current employer yes. is not a social service agency. And so I didn't recall any reference to the field instructor.
So I would recommend that we table Mr. Akinina only because I did review his application and the letters, and I didn't note any reference to field instruction. But because he graduated in December, one of the requirements is a letter of recommendation from his field instructor. So until we clarify where he did that placement and verify that one of the letters was from that person, I would recommend that we table his application for next month. Next is Evangeline May Helgenberger, who's applying for licensure as an LBSWE. I reviewed her application. Oh, wait, Evangeline Helberger. That was Jesse. Jesse, right. Do you recall or do you need Ms. Rose to review your notes?
Rose, can you review the notes, please?
Sure. Ms. Evangeline Helberger, she submitted her application on January 13, 2023, and she's applying for a licensed bachelor social work. She graduated with her bachelor's degree in 2017, and she has submitted all required documents on her application and recommendation for license to be granted.
Okay. Any questions, Diana?
No.
Okay. I second Jesse's recommendation to approve her. All those in favor?
Aye.
Ms. Helgenberger is approved. Next on the list is Alyssa Vicente Duenas. I did review her application this morning. Ms. Duenas graduated with her BSW from UOG in 1998. She's currently working as a social worker at Guam Behavioral Health and Wellness. She's been employed there for 20 years in different capacities. All of the requirements were submitted for her. I recommend approval of her application for licensure as an LBSW. Anyone have any questions?
No.
Would someone like to second that?
I second the motion to approve for licensure.
Thank you, Jesse. All those in favor of approving Ms. Duenas?
Aye.
Thank you, Ms. Duenas is approved. Next on our agenda is Mark Anthony Kalani Torrey Jr. applying for approval for licensure as an LMSWE. Mr. Torrey graduated from the University of Southern California in December 2022 with an MSW. He did submit his recommendation from his field instructor and all of the other people there. He did have some things noted on his application as far as the attestations, and that document was sent to all of the board members through an encrypted PDF. Have you had a chance to review it?
I haven't.
Have not?
I have not.
Okay. Diana, did you?
No, because it didn't come in by the time time the meeting started.
So what we could do is, based on my review, I would recommend for approval, but I'd like to give you a chance to review it. If you'd like, we can table his application till next month, or if you have a chance to look through it now, we can do that, but I'm fine either way. Based on my review, he has submitted all requirements. I just, because of the attestations, I'd like to give you both a chance to review it before we vote on it. He's responded with his separate explanation of all of the questions that he indicated. Just give you a minute to review it. So in the document sent to you, page one is the application attestation and page two is his response. The other documents are just supporting his responses. If you'd like, we could, at this time, our legal counsel is not on island. So if you'd like to, we can table until we consult with him. I know this was one of the first times we had like all of this stuff and the supporting documents. So whatever you're more comfortable with, I'm open to.
Is it possible to table this?
Yes. We can table it to give you more time to review the documents, and then we can consult with our legal counsel who will be back on island next week.
Okay.
Okay, so Mr. Torrey is tabled for next month's meeting. Are you okay with that, Diana?
Yes, I tried to get in, but somehow the password was not working.
Okay.
So,
let's go ahead and table it. Next on our agenda is Stephanie Lujan Lorenzo. I reviewed her application this morning. Ms. Lorenzo graduated with her BSW in May 2022. She is currently employed as a social worker with DYA. There are two pending documents that I noted. One was the official transcript sent directly from the University of Guam, and the second is a letter from her current employer. She had three letters submitted, but none of them were from her immediate supervisor. Based on that, I recommend that we table her. And then next on the list is Samantha Ann Martinez Zamora, applying for licensure as an LMSWE. I also reviewed her application this morning. Ms. Zamora graduated from the University of Hawaii at Manoa with an MSW in May 2022. She's currently working at GRMC. However, she's pending a letter of recommendation from her current employer. She did submit three, but none of them were from GRMC. So Ms. Zamora should also be tabled till next month. Next on our list is the renewal application, Ms. Rosemary Camacho. Jesse, were you able to review that?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. So I wasn't able to review it either this morning. I overlooked it in the pile. And so Ms. Camacho's application license does not expire until until May. So with that said, I think that we'll be okay to review and approve her license by April. What I will say is that I'll go into HPLO this week to review her application and ensure that it's complete, so that if we, when we review it on April's meeting, it won't be pending any documentation. So that way she can submit anything pending for review. Anyone have any questions about that or?
No, none from me.
Okay. So with that said, our next regular board meeting will be on April 6th at 11 a.m. Again, we will be joining virtually, if you would like to be to attend in person, please inform HPLO. They will set up the conference room for us, and there is a computer there that you can log in from if needed. Okay. Otherwise, we are able to attend virtually next month. Would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn our meeting today?
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The time is now 11:35 and our meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Rose, I give you a chance to stop the streaming.
Do we want to do a follow-up meeting for the rules and regs?
Yeah, I guess Jesse left. So I was thinking once we were, our live streaming was stopped. So Diana, if you could just check your schedule and then let me know when you're open. I'll check mine maybe sometime within the next week or two. And then we can let Jesse know.
So right now, all my Fridays I have open.
Fridays work best.
And then Thursday afternoons also are open.
Okay. So let me check Jesse and then we'll schedule for one of those times. I know for him, he prefers like that midday for his lunch time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So Thursday or Friday would work.
Yes.
Okay. Let me check with him and then we'll message about it.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay.
Bye, Miss Rose. I'll come in to review, Rosemary.
Yes. Okay. Will do.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.